Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're strapping in for a journey into the engine room of global trade, the vast sprawling world of logistics and container management.
Right.
Whether you operate a massive port, a busy inland depot, or a fleet of leased containers, you're dealing with hundreds, often thousands, of these metal boxes every single day.
And you rely heavily on your digital systems, your terminal operating systems, your TOS, or maybe a depot management system, a DMS, to keep track of all those assets. But we've identified this critical piece of friction, a massive choke point, where the physical reality of the container hits that digital record.
And that's the photo documentation out in the field.
Exactly. The moment a container is inspected, gated in, repaired, or even just changes hands, you need photographic proof.
You need evidence. Proof of condition, of damage, of seals.
Like, that whole process, when you handle it manually, is responsible for untold hours of waste and, frankly, mountains of administrative frustration.
So our mission today is to really simplify this complexity for you.
That's the plan. We're going to perform a detailed breakdown of the massive operational pain points created by these manual documentation workflows.
A kind of before picture.
Precisely. And then we'll offer a stark contrast by detailing the measurable solutions provided by specialized mobile AI, specifically the CONPDS checker tool. Think of this deep dive as a crystal clear before and after blueprint.
Okay, let's unpack that before scenario, because for most of the industry right now, this process, it sounds straightforward on paper, you know? Take a picture, save a picture.
But the reality for the field operator is anything but. It's a workflow just defined by interruption and extra steps.
So paint that picture for us. I'm the operator out in the yard.
Okay, so you're trying to process dozens, maybe even hundreds, of containers across a long shift. For each one, you might need 4, maybe 5, specific angle shots.
Right.
You pull out your phone, you snap the photo using the generic camera app.
Standard practice. But they can't just stay in the camera app, can they?
No, and that's the problem. They exit the camera, navigate to the phone's photo gallery, find that specific image they just took, select it.
And then what?
And then they choose a share function, usually uploading it to some kind of centralized shared network folder, or maybe emailing it into a back office queue.
And you have to do that for every single photo.
Every photo.
Okay.
Now multiply that sequence, exit, navigate, select, upload by 20 containers an hour. It's an unsustainable, error-prone repetition that fundamentally breaks their focus.
And that's just the field. The real administrative nightmare that hits the back office, right? Where someone has to clean up the mess left by dozens of operators using dozens of phones.
Exactly. The back office staff inherits this. This large batch of generically named files, you know, img_4501.jpg. And their multi-step process begins.
Okay, what's step one for them?
First, they have to download all those raw images. And all of these files are huge, you know, 5-10 megabytes each. So they have to be manually resized, maybe cropped or compressed to meet a specific requirement.
Yeah, like maybe a partner system needs it to be under 200 kilobytes or something.
Precisely. And that shrinking process is a massive time sink on its own.
It has to be.
It is. But here's where it gets really interesting and frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
The meticulous renaming.
This is the core of it.
This is it. They must cross-reference the photo's timestamp with the field operator's notes or a system entry to even identify the container. Then they have to rename the file according to some industry convention.
So it has to include the container ID, the date.
The date, a descriptor of the damage or the angle. Sometimes even the operator's ID. This requires cross-checking multiple screens, multiple tools.
So for the back office worker, this is really just tedious, repetitive failure points all day long. They're basically acting as a human router and file compression utility.
Absolutely. And this is why the source material really stresses that errors will happen. It's not a question of if, but when.
Mm-hmm.
And they are costly.
What kind of costly?
I mean, if you accidentally mistag a photo of severe structural damage and link it to the wrong container ID, that leads to a whole cascade of financial consequences.
You could incorrectly charge a customer.
You could charge a customer for damage they didn't cause, delay a vessel turnaround waiting for paperwork to clear up,
right,
or lose a complex legal dispute because your audit trail just vanished when the photo got mislabeled.
Wow. Okay, that's the manual pain boiled down to its essence. It's the cost of fragmented, high-touch manual processing.
It really is.
So let's explore why companies haven't just bolted on a simple solution. I mean, why can't they just use a secure folder system or some enterprise communication app to bypass all this?
And that raises a really important question about general tools versus, you know, purpose-built industrial solutions.
Right.
Your general communication apps, even the enterprise-grade ones. They are fundamentally designed for rapid communication, for sharing documents, not for industrial compliance or structured data capture.
Or deep system integration. They're just not tailored for the rigor of logistics.
Not at all.
I see. So what's the difference then between a general tool and something like Cullen PDS Checker, which is designed specifically for container management? Let's focus on the technological core.
Okay. The primary difference is verification and context. Checker introduces immediate intelligence right at the point of capture.
How so?
It uses advanced optical character recognition, OCR technology, which is built directly into the mobile app. The moment the field operator takes a photo of the container, the AI is reading the container code.
Wait, let's pause there for a second. When we say container code, we're talking about the BIC code, right? The big letters and numbers on the door.
Exactly. The BIC code, the Bureau International de Container Code, is that standardized 11-character unique identifier. It's the container's fingerprint.
And a general tool doesn't see that. It just sees a picture.
It just captures a raw image.
Yeah.
Checker uses OCR to read that code, verify its format, and instantly link all the subsequent images to that specific container.
So that eliminates the largest manual bottleneck. The back office worker doesn't have to play detective anymore.
That's it. No more manually renaming and associating the file.
That instant association is a huge step. But you mentioned something earlier about the integration barrier. Existing systems, the TOS or DMS, are often highly customized.
Very customized. They rely on proprietary protocols, specific data syntax, specialized file formats.
So how does a modern mobile AI app integrate without requiring, you know, a multi-million dollar overhaul of that core system?
That's where the engineering shines. Most legacy systems are highly rigid. They might require documentation in a specific XML format, or demand photo files be delivered via a proprietary FTP connection.
And if the data doesn't conform to that proprietary standard, the system just rejects it.
Precisely.
Right.
Checker is engineered not to fight the legacy system, but to conform to it flexibly. It uses configurable data export formats and flexible API mapping.
So instead of forcing the old system to change,
the app adapts its output to match the system's exact requirements. Whether that's a specific file type, a precise data syntax, a connection protocol, it just works. It's an enhancement, not a replacement.
It augments your existing infrastructure. That makes sense.
And protects those huge investments.
Okay, let's shift our focus entirely to the after scenario. If we swap out that convoluted manual process for the Cullen PDS Checker mobile AI tool, how dramatically does the field staff's workflow change? Give us the simple four-step process.
It becomes a unified, frictionless experience that stays within one application. Step one, open the Cullen PDS Checker app on any standard Android or Apple iOS mobile device.
So no special hardware needed?
No need for specialized, expensive, ruggedized hardware. Step two, take a photo of the container BIC code.
And the AI does its thing.
Right. The built-in AI handles the OCR recognition and confirms the ID instantly, right there on the screen. Step three, take any other relevant photos required of damage, of seals, whatever.
And step four.
Click finish. Job done. From the field operator's perspective, that's it.
That drastically reduces the number of app transitions and manual steps we outlined earlier. It's huge.
It is.
But what if the operator is on a remote part of the yard with no Wi-Fi? Or even no cellular signal? Does all this advanced recognition and tagging still work?
Absolutely. And that's a crucial differentiator. The advanced AI engine, that OCR capability, is not cloud-based. It is built directly into the app on the device.
So it works offline?
It works reliably anywhere at all times, even when entirely offline. The captured photos and associated data are securely stored locally, encrypted on the device, and then intelligently synced to the central system the moment the device finds connectivity again.
So data is captured, tagged, and ready to go regardless of connectivity. And for central management, the photos just arrive, already linked to the correct BIC code.
Yes. Real-time sync with the office. And that's where the true automation and the measurable business impact kicks in for the back office.
Okay, a 90% reduction in administrative work. The sources say up to 90%. That sounds almost unbelievable. Can you break down where that time saving actually comes from?
Certainly. That 90% saving comes from eliminating the three major time drains we talked about. Manual file transfer, manual renaming, and manual sizing and formatting.
Okay, one by one.
First, file transfer is eliminated because the photos sync automatically and securely. Second, manual renaming vanishes because the AI tags the photo instantly with the verified BIC code.
And third?
Third, and this is critical for back office time, the system automatically adjusts the format, the resolution, and the file sizes based on predefined rules.
So no more manually trying to shrink a 10 millibit JPEG to a 100 KB thumbnail for a specific leasing partner.
Precisely. The system handles conversion from a raw image to a low-res JPEG, or even a specific TIFF file, if that's what's required, on the fly during synchronization. Photo names are precise, descriptive tags are automatically added, the entire file is packaged for the receiving system with zero human intervention.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this automation must be a huge boon for security and traceability as well.
Invaluable. Security is multi-layered here. We're ensuring data trust from the moment the photo is captured.
How so?
Well, data at rest, the photos waiting to sync on the mobile device, are securely stored and encrypted in the app's own sandbox. They're inaccessible to other applications on the phone.
Okay, and when it uploads?
The upload uses 256-bit encryption via HTTPS, protecting data in transit. Furthermore, the back-end system tracks and logs every single inbound photo, creating a searchable, tamper-proof audit trail.
So you have a full history, by container code, device, date.
Everything. That level of traceability is essential for compliance and, you know, reducing liability.
And distribution is the final step. Once the photos are processed and perfectly formatted, how do they get to, say, leasing partners or repair teams? Historically, that was all manual forwarding.
That, too, is automated. And this is where organizational capability improves dramatically. The system offers multiple distribution options, but the most powerful is server-side rule automation.
What does that mean?
Instead of relying on a human to decide, okay, this photo set needs to go to client X, you set rules based on the photo metadata. If a damage code or a specific client ID is present, the system automatically routes the documentation to predefined destinations.
So if it's structural damage on a CMA CGM container, the system instantly packages and sends the correctly formatted documentation to the right repair entity, maybe via DIRT or EOS protocol, without anyone lifting a finger.
Exactly. This eliminates the delay caused by manual forwarding and ensures compliance with proprietary partner protocols instantly. It moves the process from reactive human effort to proactive automated compliance.
Let's ground this in some real-world results. What are the measurable operational benefits from the source material beyond just convenience?
The measurable results are game-changing. We discussed the manual process reduction. Up to 90% of back-office administrative time dedicated to photo management is just eliminated.
Which frees up staff to focus on higher-value tasks.
Exactly, like customer service or dispute resolution rather than file compression.
And the data capture itself skyrockets.
It does. Because the process is so quick and frictionless, the number of captured photos is increased by 300% or more.
300%.
Which is critical, because it means you have three times the evidence available. This leads directly to faster approvals for repairs. It significantly reduces potential disputes with clients because the evidence is irrefutable and immediately available.
And better data for decision-making.
Much better data-driven decision-making regarding asset condition and usage.
The sources gave a great example of a large container depot in Northern Europe. What were their key benefits?
They managed to streamline their entire gate inspection and damage assessment process. Before, inconsistency was a major issue. Different operators took different quality pictures.
I can imagine.
By forcing the workflow through Checker, they ensured consistent photo quality, immediate verification of the BIC code, and a much more focused damage assessment process. It standardized their high-volume operations.
And the port in Southern Europe, that was about rapid response, right?
Yes. That port handles over 100,000 containers a month. They face significant delays because they had to wait for designated specialists to document complex damage or seal replacements.
A classic bottleneck.
A total bottleneck. By integrating Checker, they democratized the documentation process. Any trained staff member could instantly capture and upload high-quality, verified images directly into their terminal operating system.
So they eliminated the delay.
Completely. It dramatically improved their rapid damage response time and enhanced accuracy using that AI-driven OCR.
That standardization, it's truly the key to competitive advantage in high-volume operations. It moves the entire foundation of logistics from a reactive, error-prone system to one built on immediate, reliable data trust.
Absolutely. The core value proposition of CQBDS Checker is moving from relying on human memory and fragmented, multi-step manual tasks to a single, secure, scalable, automated workflow.
And it enhances the value you already derive from your existing management systems.
Right. your DMSs, your TOSs, all without requiring you to invest in specialized, expensive hardware, since it functions perfectly on existing Android or Apple iOS devices.
The shift from constantly having to correct errors and chase lost files to a system that provides automated data trust. It transforms not just a task, but the entire foundation of compliance and customer confidence in global logistics.
Indeed. And it leaves you with a final thought. If streamlining photo documentation saves up to 90% of the back office processing time and increases captured evidence by over 300%, what is the true hidden cost of lost data or a single documentation error in your supply chain right now?
That cost incurred every hour is the number every logistics enterprise needs to calculate.